let's see here. Oh no, see, it is facing us. That's it's live and facing us. Well, you're in camera.
Okay.
For a second or two. Okay. So just hold the camera here, and then when you get on this good-looking guy, Slatkus Paul, good news broadcast.
And where are you on?
Then you're going to stay there.
Okay.
Because I'm going to just introduce the show.
I can't see you, Paul, at all.
Then is it seeing you?
No.
All
okay.
Right. So
hold on.
Yeah,
one
yeah.
Second. Okay. What happened here?
It's on its back.
What just happened here? It shut off. I would like to try to. Yeah, but I can't.
Take a chance. So it's going to take you an extra 30 seconds.
Yeah, but I can't do that.
Can't see it.
I can't see it to do that. There's nothing going on. It's kind of a drag. Because I rotated the screen. Son of a bitch. Okay, hi, Paul Slatkus. So we had a temporary pause in the story because it's a little hard to see because it's so darn sunny out. But where we are is at the Walking Dunes, and behind, and we're on the back of the sign of that says Walking Dunes. You know what Pete Seeger once said to me? You know, there's a stop sign on the front. But on the back, what's on the back of the sign? So what sign are you supposed to look at a sign? You know, you need to understand. And when he sang, from this land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, I always used to think that he meant that he, from New York to California, you know, 3,500 miles. And I said, Pete, that, you know, that doesn't cover the entire world. He goes, it just depends where you start. If you go west from California, you'll get to New York. So he was a smart guy, no doubt about it. All right, well, it's enough about me, and I've decided now I'm going to go to my buddy, Greg. Hello, Margarita. I got the phone. So Greg Sullivan is my buddy for many, many years, a CBS alumni, and movie theater, studios, Bayside, good soul. And we're going to take a moment to introduce some of the things he's involved with, because you should also get involved with it. So, Greg, how are you?
I'm good. It's good to see you. Thank you for introducing me to this glorious spot. Paul has taken us to a place that's absolutely paradise.
Well, I'll be honest, I built it. And I'm ready to show it off. You know, you work hard like we do. You know, you do the Bayside show, I do the Good News show, and we keep deciding on when we... When we want to, what time?
So people can walk behind you. People are coming
she
this
she
way.
Can't
you're
walk behind me?
Traffic zone.
She's waiting for somebody, but then we're going live, though.
Yeah.
All right. So in any case, we'll continue thinking here.
So my major focus is conscious evolution. We're at a stage with humanity's opportunity to grow. And with everything that's happening in society, part of it is some major growing pains that we have to shed what did not work before and embrace what can work for us now. And we are all one, and we all have to start looking at each other that way. It's been way overdue. Humanity's needed an upgrade for a really long time, and it's shocking that we are still conducting ourselves with some of the same behaviors that we've done erroneously for so long. But it's time to evolve. It's time to move up to a new level of humanity, one more of compassion and understanding and patience, and coming to higher broader horizons of understanding amongst each other. So I'm kind of involved with that. I have a thing called the Bayside Experiment. You can look at thebaysideexperiment.com, and you're about to see some interesting new types of literature. As we call it the living novel. It's a new genre of literature, and it's interactive, and it's people writing and talking back and forth, and they're sharing of each other's stories. So, and that's what it's all about these days. Everybody's sharing their stories. Paul shares his story with you every day. Everybody who gets on Facebook, everybody's on Instagram, Pinterest, everybody's sharing their stories and their interests, and we're becoming a kind of collective consciousness. So what's wonderful is we're out here in this beautiful surrounding where a collective consciousness is all about nature, where we are now. While meanwhile, at this exact same moment, in the middle of cities around the world, people are clustered together.
I'm with you.
Yeah, people are clustered together, fighting oppression and man's inhumanity to man, and injustice and ignorance. The greatest thing that's being fought right now is ignorance, because all of our problems stem from it. So we need to be speaking and sharing information with each other, embracing the perspectives of others, because no two people see anything the exact same way. No two people can see anything the exact same way. We all came up from different filters. We came up with different backgrounds. So we all have a little different take on it. So the more you can listen and embrace what others have to share from their perspectives, the wiser you'll be. It's just the way it is. And unless somebody is lying, where they're telling you something that they know to be untrue, and they know that they're sharing with you something that they don't believe in, unless there's someone like that, those people get found out, and pretty soon their credibility is gone, and you pass them up. But if anybody's telling you their truth, it's worth listening to, it's worth trying to understand and embrace, and be patient with it, and giving everybody's voice a chance. And that's a lot to get into right now. But the living novel,
so, you know, I love, you're one of my dearest friends for a long time. I guess the real question is, how come I'm and everybody else, you know, is perfect too?
I have been following in Paul's footsteps for so long, trying to get to that level of perfection. So, but
it's not
you know
easy.
Something?
It's not
I have
to pay extra.
but you know that I'm gonna make an analogy here. James Allen said to reach for that thing that is just beyond our grasp, or what's a heaven for? In my case, to reach for the standard and try to be as good as Paul Slotkis, or what's a Paul for?
It's my wallet.
I'll take that money now.
How
long did
I
you
would
say
love
I had to do this for?
We're going
to
do this for...
How much do I get paid for the first
Well, it depends how many
minutes?
People... If I start to see the word B-O-O, B-O-O, boo-boo, then we hang up and we run and we get out of town as quickly as possible.
But something that you all have to... we all look at. Paul has been a visionary. He's been ahead of the curve. He's one of those guys who does it, he puts himself in the arena, and he's doing stuff before anybody else. And Schopenhauer had that quote where he said, all great ideas go through three processes. First, they're ridiculed, because if someone didn't think of it and see it themselves, and someone else said, oh, they want to ridicule it.
People kicked sand in my face.
And second, they get violently opposed, because if you keep trying to get someone to think a different way, nobody wants to leave their comfort zone. Everyone wants to believe that what they know
punched,
is right.
Almost punched. Yeah, next.
And then, so first they're ridiculed, second they're violently opposed, but then people just get it, and then they take it as self-evident, what's worse is they think that they thought it up first.
They all do.
Paul's one of those guys with the great ideas, first gets ridiculed, then violently opposed, now everyone's taking it self-evident. This has been the guy to follow for years. I've been following his footsteps as fast as I can.
Every time I say I do good news, everybody says, you know, that was my idea. I wanted to do that.
It's true.
I was going to do a
it's
good.
True.
I've now turned off the news. I don't want to listen to the
it's
news.
True.
And they all try to steal my thing.
Every time,
but they can't.
Because
I'm too smart. I'm so brilliant. I told you I was perfect before, right? Now I'm even more perfect.
Yes, yes. You are the gold standard for perfection.
We need the gold standard to come back.
Like they used to.
We need
so
gold.
The perfection that you still stand for, that level of perfection.
And everywhere. There's gold in these words. let's go. No.
There's lots of people here. We're in this wonderful nature trail. It's a gorgeous place. And when Paul took us here, there was nobody else. But just like what happens, wherever Paul goes, people follow. Now they're all following Paul.
Let me get my pen out for those autographs. You know, 25 cents autograph.
And that's up for the same nickel. Thing. When I tell people better. I've got a buddy who does nothing, but he's got this thing about good news, they go, really? That's so needed now. That is so needed.
Yeah, people
that's such
do
a
say
good
that.
Idea. And it's true.
Yeah, well, I always say that it's always here. So, you know, I'm quite serious about this scenario. Yeah. The world is good and it's always good and all the people are good except for a few people that aren't, that are confused and think that by bullying you or hurting you physically, mentally, you know, sticks and stones will break your bones, but names should not hurt you, but they do. But so the important thing is that we're all brothers and sisters, Homo sapiens, and just have a good time and enjoy life and make the most of it while we can.
But listen, I'm going to add something to that.
Go ahead, sir.
You know that out of the Omega Conference, we knew our species now has a new name. We are not Homo sapiens anymore.
No, I don't know that.
No, this is true. We are now, the new term for us is Homo sapiens sapien. Homo sapien meant thinking human. The animal that started thinking about things, like how does this work? What is this made of? So we started experimenting and we started using our brains to think about consciousness. So that became thinking human, Homo sapien. But now we're called Homo sapiens sapien because thanks to science and religion coming together for the first time ever, there's the recognition that, and Deepak Chopra and everybody else talks about this, but once we started recognizing, we started looking at what matter was and its molecules and then, and